the recent heart-wrenching theft of a newborn baby from a Yaoundé health facility has once again exposed the glaring security lapses in our healthcare institutions. In today's viewpoint, Sally Abenyanyoki says this alarming incident demands urgent attention to bolster security measures and address the underlying societal pressures that may drive desperate women to such extremes.
The theft of a newborn baby in a health facility in Yaoundé is not an isolated case, but a recurring nightmare for countless families who have had their joy turned into despair by callous acts of their babies being stolen from inside hospital establishments. The ease and skills with which the perpetrators operate are amazing and devastating. And the success of such incidents arouses curiosity and serious questions about the security measures in place in our hospitals. For it is unacceptable that newborns are snatched away from their mothers within hospital structures and they cannot be traced. We are aware that the theft of newborn babies is a serious crime and a violation of the most fundamental rights of the innocent. While it is crucial to emphasize that there is no justification for such an act, understanding the underlying reasons can help in the prevention and intervention of such hair-raising occurrences. We in Africa are living in societies where the pride of motherhood is synonymous with womanhood. Not having a child is like not being a complete woman. Consequently, childless women are often faced with scorn, stigma, and marginalization. It is in the heat of such intense pressure to conform to societal norms that some women are driven into taking the desperate step of stealing and even buying babies. The act of stealing a baby is indeed immoral and a serious crime that is often driven by complex psychological and societal factors. While assisted reproductive technologies such as in vitro fertilization and artificial insemination are available and commendable, they are still not accessible to a majority of women in dire need due to the huge amount of money required to foot the bills. Thanks to Madame Chantal Biya's Center for Human Reproduction in Yaoundé, many couples in the country and beyond now taste the joy of parenthood. By and large, then, addressing the issue of baby theft requires a multifaceted approach. For starters, it is crucial to challenge and dismantle long-standing traditional and customary norms that put undue pressure on women to bear children at all costs, even though it is true that childbirth guarantees the continuity of human existence. Couples or childless women should also learn to accept their status that children are a gift from God and follow Nicombarga's advice in one of his songs where he says, "If you no get pikin, make you no cry because you no get them." That means one doesn't need to force it or do unspeakable things in trying to get one. In this regard, the ministry in charge of women's empowerment and the family should lay emphasis on education and awareness campaigns that can help in shifting this mindset. Added to this, the procedures for the adoption of children should be streamlined so that those in need of children can benefit from the policy. Hospitals and healthcare facilities on their part should prioritize the safety of their clients by installing efficient surveillance systems that work round the clock and employ trained and vigilant security guards to ensure strict controls so as to prevent such crimes. Furthermore, community-based support systems like counseling for infertility or childcare assistance should be established to help women facing challenges related to pregnancy and childbirth, thereby reducing the likelihood of such desperate actions. Even though the stolen baby has been found by God's grace, it can never be said enough. Health facilities should install tight security measures, especially in their maternity units, to put an end to the scandals and disgrace of baby theft in Cameroon.
Sally Abenyanyoki, editorialist.